slow dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, here to spend some more time with you in flow, thinking about topics ranging from your consciousness and the universe and your emotional self to down and dirty daily stuff that we have to burrow through and move through and live through and love through. So that's what Flow Dreaming is. And today, I want to welcome you. We're going into episode number 591. Oh my goodness. And it's called Next. Just Next. The reason I'm calling it Next is that I recently began a new form of working with people. And it's called the Next Program. And they are one day deep dives into you and your life, and they're in person. So if you are looking to get away for a weekend, you might want to consider one of my next events, which are very personal, very, very small, and it's all day with me, and we get to hang out and do things, go places, and of course get into flow and work with your life. But it got me thinking about, what's the whole point of Next? What's the premise of Next? Where are we going next? Who are we becoming next? Those of you who've been flow dreaming for a long time know that I have a particular fascination with the days and years that spool out ahead of us. I'm always thinking, I don't want to just react to the things that have already happened in my life. I don't want to just react to yesterday or even this morning. Because a lot of things that come in are not things I really want. There are things other people have brought me. There are situations that I've railroaded myself into inadvertently. And that's really the heart of self-improvement, right? This idea that I'm looking at what I've got, but I can do better and I want better. I want more contentment. I want more daily happiness. I want more peace. I want more security. I want more freedom. I want more love. I want more health. And these things don't just happen. You have to ask for them. You have to put them in your mind as singular goals. No, this is who I am and this is what I expect. Don't just throw the slop at me like you throw it at a pigsty. Slop of life. You know, throw me the good bits. I want to sit down to a nice 5-course meal. So to get that, you have to ask for that. You've got to be one of those people who shows up and says, no, this is what I'm actually after. It's what I'm looking for. And what I'm looking for is not to be reacting to my past as much or as often. My past is who I am, right? My past is everything that has created me up until this point. I am literally my past. You are literally your past. All the memories in your head, your past. Even your ancient past. Even if you're like, well, it's not just this life, Summer. I don't care how many lives you want to say it is. It's still you. Your past has made you. It's what you've got to work with. But it does not mean that your whole future has to be reacting to your past. And that's where it gets very interesting. Because right here in the present, there is a particular moment, a sweetness, this ephemeral bit of life. You're not your past. You're not yet your future. It's the present, it's the now, it's this moment. And in this moment, you are a creator. You're not a creator in your future yet. You were a creator in your past, but you're not now. Really, the only place that you're a creator is right now. Like now. I can keep saying it, now, right now. So this now becomes of imminent importance. This now is everything that you could potentially be experiencing. I mean, just if this were a movie, you could close your eyes and you could feel strawberry ice cream melting on your tongue. You could feel yourself standing at the top of a tall building in a city on a trip, looking out at the view. You could feel yourself in bed, snuggled up. You could be doing so many things right in this instant, right now. But you've chosen this one thing, which is clearly listening to me. Thank you, by the way. I'm privileged to be a part of your now. I recognize its weight. But you've chosen this now. You've collapsed all other probabilities in your life. Because you figured that doing this thing right now is going to give you the biggest boost. It's going to give you what you need. It's going to give you that jumping off point. It's going to switch up your thinking, shift you into a different way of being. And that's why you're listening now. You decided some heart level, gut level, mind level, soul level, this is what I need now. Because why? Because of what you want to be next, right? We're planning. We're always planning. Where are we going next? What's next? What's next? What do I need to do now to get into the next, to make the next be a little more like I want it to be and not make the next be more like what I just had? Unless what you just had is spectacular. Great. Carry it along. Past, present, future, total alignment. They all feel fantastic. But if you're like most of us, right, we get buffeted around. We're not perfect creatures. Well, let's put it this way. At a metaphysical level, we're all perfect creatures. But we're not perfect necessarily in our execution of what our desires are. Most of us are still working on that. And that's why you're here. So right in this moment, you have this crazy, amazing, magical ability to create your next. I mean, that's awesome. Not only that, but you get to create your now. You get to create your now and your next. It's like double trouble. So how do you create the next? What's the next reading off of? Well, it could be reading off your past, right? All that you are, because that's what you've brought to your now. Or it could be reading off of what you're actually experiencing now. And this is why in flow dreaming, I often say it's not about the past. The past is who you are and it's who you bring to the table. But who you are right now is also what your future is reading. So if you're doing something really potent right now, if you're doing something really useful and deep and delicious and expansive and fearless, if you're doing that right now, then your next is reading that from you. It's reading the past, but it's also reading this. And this moment is more potent than anything. This means that who you are right now is exquisitely important, constantly important. Which is why when we are thinking about flow and energy and emotion, we're always asking, what's this emotion I'm feeling right now? Is it one that I want to feel? Is it a reaction one? Or is it a pre-action one? Is it going forward for me? Is it sculpting or is it looking backwards and speaking to what just occurred? Now, don't get me wrong. We can react. We should react. Some things will force us to react and we're right to react. We'd be sociopathic if we didn't react. But as a way of living constantly, many of us are really out of balance. Because our reaction is what we're creating our next with. And our reaction, if they're generally coming from lack and poor thinking, fear, worry, anxiety, it's not going to work out. Oh, it's going to be hard. Oh, I'm not looking forward to this. Oh, this again. That's what your future is reading. So those of us on our personal development track, we are consciously committed to saying, hey, I want less of that of me and more of these other feelings. These other feelings I'm going to create right now, creating them in the now, because this now is going to be the next in a moment. That is the heart of flow, right? That's the heart of this emotional work that you and I do, that you're learning about or listening to or even starting to practice. So what does your next look like? What does it feel like? I mentioned in the beginning that I am starting a series a couple times a year, not very often, of deep dive full days with me. Now, one of the purposes of these days, I'm going to describe it to you because it's a model. You can try this at home. Usually they say, don't try it, right? But you can try this at home. The model of a next day is every moment counts. Are you present? How are you feeling? This is patterning your next hour. Are you present? How are you feeling? This is patterning your tomorrow. What do you want to feel right now? What are we feeling right now? Do we need to release something? If we release it, that's going to pattern your next few moments and days and years, because that thing you released is now gone and now has no more bearing on your next. This next day, this next event, if you will, although event is kind of a weird word because there's only like a couple people who are doing this with me at any given time. But it's about stating and becoming your next person now. I am living like this now. My flow is reading this from me now. I've written the script now. So if you were to practice being in your next moment now, what would you feel? Just take a second. Think about this. Give me a next for you. What's next? What's next? Don't give me the practical things. We all know the practical things. They're not going to go anywhere. Don't give me the, well, I'm going to do this and that and blah, 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 and I have to go to work and I have to go to school and I have to make dinner. And no, I want to know the bigger next. Who are you next? Who are you next? How do you feel? What's happening for you? What's happening around you? What's next? What's happening outside you? What's happening inside you? Can you feel all this with me? What's next? Your next is listening. Your future is listening to your now. Now, take the gloves off. All right? Some of you already went straight to $1 million. I'm living in Buckingham Palace. And I think those opportunities are pretty snapped up already if you're trying to become the next princess. But I'm living in a palace and I have billions of dollars and I am incredibly healthy and fit. I love myself. I love everyone around me. I'm completely emotionally healed. Right? You already went there. Extreme. Some of you, though, held back. And you said, well, my next is just a little bit better than where I am now. This one or two problem got solved. Let's play around with another next. Right? Why limit yourself to one next? Let's do another next. What would this other next look like? In other words, I'm asking you to create alternate futures for yourself. Give me a couple of them. I want to see how you feel in each of them. Be imaginative. Let go. Give me another next. This is another you, a different you, a side you, a you that could be. I'll tell you a next for me that's not necessarily my next, but it could be a next because it's potential. I'm an author and I've written 3 more books and they're doing great. And I realize written word's my thing. Forget all this podcasting. No, I won't forget it, but I've written more books and I'm out there and I'm like, yeah, I'm more of an author than anything at this point. I'm a teacher through the spoken or written word. And I feel those books out there and I feel myself talking about them and I feel publicity around them. I feel people picking them up. I feel emails coming in from happy people who've read them and have really changed inside. I feel like I made a difference. that could be one of my next. I don't know if it will be, but I want to play. You see, that's the beauty. You can have as many different nexts as you want. You can be a next this, a next that, a next here, a next there. Flow in your life and your future really doesn't care how many different nexts you give it. What you're saying is this or maybe that or this feels good or that feels great. Your flow is saying, well, which is the easiest to serve up? Which is most in alignment? Which is going to be the most good for you over the long haul? Which is in your soul's direction? Look at all these beautiful, wonderful potential nexts she's given us. Gosh, we have a lot to work from, so much more than from before when she was just always focusing on what happened before and this morning and yesterday's lunch, and we had to do so much more work. Now she's really showing up. I like this. My flow always talks very strangely. Whenever I imitate what my flow is thinking, I always say, it's always this construction crew. Like, yeah, the lady finally gave us some instructions on how to build this damn building. That, your flow may speak to you differently. So I want you to think about next. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a few last thoughts on what next means to you. How you take this from an aha, fascinating, I like the topic, into, okay, now what? How do I make this happen this week? We're going to go into the how-to right after this. So stay with me for more Flow Dreaming. So I have a really important question for you. Me school. You've heard me talk about it, mention it. And I'm just wondering when it might be a fit for you. When you might jump to the next level, which is going from maybe listening to the Flow Dreams and playing with them, or listening to this podcast and saying, there is a next point from here. And I've been kind of playing around the same area for quite a while, and I'm ready to see what else there is. And maybe you're nervous and scared. You don't know how much it costs. You don't know what happens there. You don't know what will happen for you there. Look, don't be. Just don't be scared. Me School is the most beautiful thing I think I have made in my life. But it's the most beautiful thing because I take you, really, you, people just like you, into the program. And I take all the learning that I have been blessed with, that I have been mentored with, and I have been mentored and blessed with some pretty amazing people in my life. And my job is to carry this information forward, to then pass it on to you. And what we pass on is how to live well, how to be you, authentically you, how to live into who you are, who you came here to be, how to find that, how to move through your ceilings and blocks and blossom. You know, you're probably looking at this next big chunk of your life and wondering, what's going to be there? What's going to be in it? Is it going to be the same as it was before? Well, for it to be different, you need to start choosing yourself. You need to invest in yourself. You need to invest in your growth. You need to consciously say, I'm ready. It's time. I'm ready now. That's what we do in Me School. We spend that time. And that's what we look at. Personal power. Your ability to generate wealth, security, time freedom. We look at your emotional self. Are you in love with yourself? Are you in love with life? If you're not, let's make that happen. It's just a question of whether you say yes or whether you say no yet again. So jump on over to my website, flowdreaming.com, and you'll find there a link, a button, an image. There'll be something where you can learn more about Me School and set up a time to talk with me, and we will get you going. I'll share and answer all of your questions and hopefully be able to start working with you as you discover what your life is really there for and how it really wants to show up for you. So right now, go to flowdreaming.com and just get your time scheduled for us to talk and think about Me School and where you're going next. Just get it done. It's past time. And now, let's get back to our show. And welcome back. So, my friends, if you're curious about the next event that I've been mentioning, just go to my website, look under Courses and Events, and you can get more information about this very intimate, one-on-one kind of day. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's a new thing. Like I said, I've never really done this before, invited people over to my home and to, you know, my world, and just stuck with them like glue over the full day, you know, constantly. Are we in flow? Do you want to flow? Are we going to feel right? How do you feel? Let's reshape. It's like a mega, 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 mega dose of you stepping into your next life. So speaking of stepping into your next life, you've had a couple of nexts here happen in your mind. I hope you've had a few different ideas fire off. My next might be this, my next might be that. You don't have to land on a next, right? That's really important. Sometimes, you know, this world that tells us all about goals, they're always like, you have to have this goal or that goal, and that's the only one, and go toward it and shut off all the other things. And in my world, and in my world of energy and flow, it's like, well, why not just come up with a bunch of different things that make you feel awesome? See which one is the closest one to fruiting, right? It's like if you had 5 or 6 different things that you could become next or experience next, and they all led you to this same end point of, oh my God, I'm so happy. Oh my gosh, I'm so taken care of. Oh my gosh, I'm so financially secure. I'm so loved. I'm so healthy. I'm so, right? I'd say, fine. I don't care. You don't need to give me any specific one. Just any of them will do. So my job really is to churn out next so that life and all the people and the things and the places that are coming together to create this future with me, to co-create it with me, can say, well, you kind of picked this one and that one, but we discovered that by merging those two together and adding in this third one that you never even thought of, we could still get you to that emotional space. Oh my gosh, she's going to love it so much. And I'm like, yes. That'll be a great next. I'll take that. Oh, wait, next is now. Now I'm feeling it. And that's the wonderful thing about feeling it. Feeling it is the action that you do in the present before you have the experience in the future. And that really is the last point that I want to leave you with. Because when you go into flow, you are feeling your future in your present. You're feeling the emotions of your future in your now. And those emotions are totally up to you. You are king. You are queen. It's totally your prerogative. What do you want to feel? Unlike things that have happened in the past, where we feel an obligation to have a certain response to them, right? Or we're kind of crazy if we don't. You know, if something sad happens, you should feel sad. If you don't, there's something wrong. But in the future, you get to say, here's how I'm feeling. I'm going to feel it right now. Future, line yourself up to match me. In flow world, we call this pre-action, and I do it all the time. Not reaction, pre-action. So that's the key. That's the ticket. We close our eyes and we move into flow. And I'm not going to go into flow on this show, but I have like 150 flow dreams you can check out at my shop. You can also go back and listen to one of my How to Flow Dream shows where I teach you the basics. So scroll backwards. I'm forgetting the exact episode number. Maybe it's number 541, but oh my goodness, let me see. Could it possibly be that? No, number 541 was, are you good enough? Guess that's not it. Anyway, look back and you'll find one of my shows that teaches you how to flow dream. But that's the key of it. You flow into it. This is who I am and I'm going to feel this way right now. And I don't care what else is going on around me. Everything else around me can just stop. And you know what's funny? Everything else that's going on around you does stop. Because it's in your past now. It was a second ago. It was 5 minutes ago. Even if you think it's ongoing and continuing, break out of that thought. It may be continuing differently. Things may have shifted or changed. You're still thinking about it from a past perspective. You ever done that thing where you've called a friend and you're upset and you think they're going to be still upset and they're like, oh no, I'm fine. And you think, God, I've been dwelling on this for 2 days. How long have you been fine for? I don't know, a week? You're like, what? When did this change? The next already happened. They're already gone, but you're still reacting to something inside yourself. That was your choice. If you open up and say, no, that's different now. I'm already in my next, and I'm feeling it. And I feel blank, blank, blank. That is what you go into flow around. So before this episode ends, I want you to think of one thing right now that you absolutely want to feel tomorrow. Tomorrow. Don't look any further than tomorrow. Yes, we can pattern months, years ahead in flow, but I want you to think about tomorrow. What's one feeling you want to feel tomorrow? Feel it right now. Don't wait. Go on. Let go into that sense right now. I feel what? Successful, secure, relaxed, loved, free, ready, financially strong, creative, on top of the world. What? Don't wait for tomorrow to feel that way. Don't look to your past for reasons to feel that way. Go ahead, feel it right now. Because right now it's yours. No one can take that feeling away from you. It belongs to you. You chose it. You can have it. And hold it. And only release it when you're ready. Because I'm wrapping up today's episode now. And I do want to encourage you to go to the website, find some flow dreams there that can support you in your flow dreaming mission, in the feeling states that you want to create. I personally happen to think emotional ecstasy is one of my favorites that goes with this. Of course, I have other flows about flow dreaming your future and so forth. But if you want to feel good, I would get the emotional ecstasy playlist and I'd begin working it. The more feelings like that you dump into your life and yourself, the quicker and the faster everything will swing around to match that. Okay, my loves, that finishes us up for today's episode. I'll see you all next week for another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.